Good evening, everyone. It is the 4th of October, the evening of. I'm preparing this devotional for the 5th, which will be Wednesday morning. And I had a link to a video sent to me tonight by Walter Stickel that Tom Fress did on another guy's program, and it was quite shocking. It was very shocking. I've talked to Tom Fress on the phone. Tom is quite a historian, especially as it relates to the Roman Catholic Church and their influence on so many different governments and so many different institutions and so many different entities, including not only the inception of Roman Catholicism at the beginning and then moving down through history with Constantine, and then we have where Rome was hit with a deadly wound by the Protestant Reformation, and then the founding of the United States with the Carroll family being involved in the Jesuit activity, and then we have the American Revolution, which was really a counter-Reformation, and then we have now today a Jesuit priest, a Jesuit pope, pretty much ruling the world. He is the Antichrist, the papacy. And he is a very sly, subtle devil. What comes out of his mouth. I would encourage anyone that hears this broadcast to go to the website of Walter Stickel, which is granddesignexposed.com, and Walt exposes a lot of this information. Also, you might want to go to just if you put Tom Fress in a Google search, you'll get his website. I don't have it right here right now, but there are several people out there that have done a lot of research on this subject, including Walt Stickel, John Daniels, Tom Fress, York Glissman. I have spoke out for years and years against the Roman Catholic Church and their false doctrine. And I've always held that the papacy was an antichrist. And so I would really encourage you to do some historical studies on this. You know, Kenneth Copeland said here a while back, there is no protest left. He was right. Even those who call themselves Protestants have bowed the knee to the Pope. Some of the major religious leaders in the United States have bowed the knee to the Pope. People like Bill Gaither. And, you know, she's gone now, but Estelle Goodman and different people that have gone over and slobbered on the slipper of the Pope. The Pope is anti-Christ. The Pope is against Christ. He's against the Bible. He's against everything that the Bible teaches about grace. And for people to, and now we have the history of the Federal Reserve System and how it is run by the Jesuits. We know that the Rothschilds are guardians of the Vatican's treasury. And there's a gal that used to be involved in the World Bank system, and her name is Karen I don't know her last name, but Busey or something like that, but she's come out now and says that 65% of all money collected by the Internal Revenue Service goes to the Catholics. No wonder they want to put another 87,000 IRS agents out there. They want to feed the coffers of the Jesuits. So I would highly encourage you to do a study of the history of the Roman Catholic Church, and you'll see all the way down through history what an evil, corrupt system it is. We know that the Roman Catholics, through the Great Inquisition, killed millions and millions of Christians because they would not subscribe to the false doctrine of Rome. And I see it coming again, folks. I see it coming again. So that's really what's on my mind. Tom Fress, Walt Stickel, John Daniels. I think John Daniels is no longer alive, I don't believe. There's many books out there that you can get and read. It'll give you the history of Rome. J.C. Ryle, and so many others. Tupper Saucy, Rulers of Evil. There's plenty of books you can get to validate what I'm saying. And I helped Walt Stickel publish a couple books. The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. And you can go to Google and put in the Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy by Walter Stickel. He compiled these books, and you can order them online through Lulu.com. That's really what I want to talk about tonight, is the Antichrist is in our face, and we need to stand up against it. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.